Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you Monday, March the 8th, 2021, 13 minutes past the hour, and it is the morning of the Great Cookie Giveaway. Now, we're going to get started with this right off the bat because we've only got 2 hours for you to get a chance to enter this contest. Now, here is how this will work. Now, we have, I don't know if you remember back to my birthday a couple weeks ago, but we have 12 cookies which were donated to us by Chasing Perfection here in Marion. Now, here's how we're going to do this. These are great cookies. For my birthday, they did a radio theme. It's on my Facebook page. I loved it. Now, here's how the contest is going to work, because I want to spend the entire morning on this morning, and also let everybody know how this is going to play out. I have a lot of trivia questions in front of me about cookies, about cereal. Those were the two categories I went into, cookies and cereal. Now, this is probably because I was in the grocery store yesterday. Now, Angie Evers helped me compile these trivia questions last night. And over the next 2 hours, we are just going to go rapid fire through these trivia questions. Now, when you call in, if you get the trivia question right, I just need you to give me your name and your phone number. Just give it to me right on the air so we can move quick, and I will take that card and I will set it aside. All those cards will be put into a bucket. Then tomorrow morning between 8 and 10, at some point, I will pull one of those cards out, call that person live on the air, and we will have a final trivia question. Now, if they answer that final trivia question right, they'll win the cookies. They'll be available to you tomorrow to order for St. Patrick's Day or whatever theme you would like, to be honest. Now, if the person tomorrow does not answer the trivia question right when we call them, they'll have 10 seconds. Then we'll move to the next person. And it will not be the same trivia question, so you will not be able to Google it tomorrow morning. Or if you don't answer your phone tomorrow morning, we will move on. And you cannot call us back. If you don't answer when we call, you can't call us back. So that's how this contest is going to work. Let's get underway here. 15 minutes past the hour. Remember, if I say you got the question right, just give me your name and your phone number, and you can enter as many times as you like this morning. So here we go. First question. This cereal was invented by a doctor as a health food in Battle Creek, Michigan, in the 1890s. This cereal was invented by a doctor as a health food in Battle Creek, Michigan, in the 1890s. Here's question number two. They're great. Okay, two questions on the board at this point. Go ahead, caller.
Cornflakes.
Cornflakes, you have got it right. Give me your name and phone number.
Lee Dominey.
383. 5370. And that's a 740 area code?
Yes.
You're in, Lee. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Lee Dominey is in here this morning. Yes. Kellogg's Corn Flakes. This cereal was invented by a doctor as a health food in Battle Creek, Michigan in the 1890s. That was Kellogg's Corn Flakes. How about that? A health food. All right. Question number two. They're great. That's the question. What is the answer? Question number three. Since the mid-1950s, Silly Rabbit, these are for kids. That's question number three. All right, looks like we've got an answer coming in here. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
I think it's Frosted Flakes for They're Great.
You have got it.
But I wanted to tell you, my mother's first job was pulling the dark cornflakes off the conveyor belt at the Kellogg's Cornflake Factory.
The dark cornflakes?
The dark cornflakes that when they would come through the conveyor belt, that was my mom's first job. She made 7 cents an hour.
Wow. Now, these would have probably been the overcharred cornflakes, right?
Yes.
Now, I wonder, did you ever ask your mom how many there were in the course of a day? Was that a big job?
No, I really don't. I don't know. My mom was born in 1918.
Oh gosh.
So I don't know. But that was her first job.
You know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of Lucy in the Candy Factory.
In the Candy Factory, yeah.
Pulling things off. Well, that's a very cool story. Now, was that here in? Was that here locally?
No, that was in Baltimore.
Oh, Baltimore.
At the Cornflake Factory.
In that, you know, I wonder if they still. I don't know if that's all electronic now, or if they even still do that.
I have no idea. They probably have one of those, as the cornflakes fall through, one of those blower things that blow the. Instead of people picking them, hand picking.
I know. Isn't that sad? You know, it was nice when people had jobs like that.
Yeah, but 7 cents an hour.
Oh my gosh.
You know, think about that.
I wonder what milk cost in those days.
Oh boy, I really don't know.
Or
I know you could go to the movies for 10 cents, and she said that was a real treat.
You know, I wonder how much the cornflakes themselves cost.
Oh, I don't know. Trust me, I wish she was here. I could ask her.
I know. And those people who lived in that era, boy, they saw so much.
Yes, they did.
They certainly did. Mary, what's your phone number?
It's 740
382
1974.
All right. We have got you in. Thank you, Mary.
Okay. Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. We've got Mary and Lee in now. They're great. Of course, that is Frosted Flakes. One of the mainstays on people's tables for years and years and years. All right, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Tricks are for kids.
Tricks are for kids, silly rabbit. You have got it. Is he still in those commercials? I was asking somebody that the other day.
I don't know. It's been so long since I've seen commercials. I really don't know.
I know. Every other commercial used to be a cereal commercial. What in the world happened?
Right, yeah.
I don't know. It's awful strange. All right. What is your phone number?
740.
Uh-huh.
692.
All right.
6042.
6042. All right. We've got you in there.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. We've got three people in already, and we're only 5 minutes into this. Now, remember, you can enter as many times as you like, but since the 50s that all started. Since the mid-1950s, Silly Rabbit, these are for kids. Of course, that is tricks. All right, next question. Over a dozen different variations of this cereal have been sold with its naval-themed mascot. Now, the telephone number, 740-383-9944, I guess I should give that for people who are not regular listeners, 740-383-9944. Over a dozen different variations of this cereal have been sold with its naval-themed mascot. I'm having trouble saying this, apparently. Go ahead, caller.
Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch. You have got that right. Now, was he in the... I never knew he was in the Navy. I guess.
Large.
Navy or... Is this Lee again?
Yeah.
All right, Lee, I got you down.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Lee is in again. Lee Dominey here. I got all my cards laid out here. So we'll put Lee in again. All righty. So... First page is done here. Yes, it was Captain Crunch. I didn't know there was a dozen variations of that. Maybe regular and peanut butter. All right, here we go. This has been a favorite of Fred Flintstone and Barney Rubble for decades. Now, there are two answers this could be. But you got to give me the one that it lists. Now, I don't know why it lists the one rather than the other one. Don't get mad at me if you don't get it right. But there's a specific answer listed here, and for whatever reason. Who knows? This has been a favorite of Fred Flintstone and Barney Rubble for decades. Go ahead, caller.
Pebbles.
What kind of pebbles?
Cocoa pebbles.
Cocoa. You know, and I can't figure out why it's cocoa pebbles and not fruity pebbles. Did they ever say that that was their favorite?
I can't remember that.
Neither can I, so I don't know why it lists cocoa pebbles, but that was the right answer, so we will go with that. Thank you, Lee.
Thanks.
All right, Lee is in again. Lee knows his cereal trivia here this morning. He is in three times. All right. We've got that one down. All right. This cereal's commercials featured a crazy bird that was cuckoo for them. This cereal's commercials featured a crazy bird that was cuckoo for them. I'm out of practice with this trivia. We haven't done it for like a year. I'm better at the Family Feud lately. This cereal's commercials featured a crazy bird that was cuckoo for them. All right, go ahead, caller.
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
How you doing, Bob? All right, let me get it down here. What's your phone number, Bob?
740.
All right, let me get it down here. Got it. 341.
69.
26. 26. All right, Bob, got it. Thank you.
Yep.
All right, we got our friend Bob in, so we've got four entries this morning, seven questions altogether. Lee Dominey's in three times. Remember, you can enter as many times as you like. Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. You've got it. All right. With dozens of successful athletes on their boxes over the years, this cereal has proudly called itself the Breakfast of Champions. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. With dozens of successful athletes on their boxes over the years, this cereal has proudly called themselves the Breakfast of Champions. Go ahead, caller.
That would be Wheaties.
And you gotta eat your Wheaties, don't you? Yeah. Do you remember who the first person on the box was? I was trying to remember that this morning.
I think it was, he was a runner.
See, I thought it was Joe Namath, but maybe I'm wrong.
No. Oh, no, it goes back farther than that. I can see him. He was a runner. Had a blue shirt on. I can still see it to this day. Bob Richards?
Might have been. I know all athletes have been on there over the years, that's for sure. What's your phone number?
I don't need it.
Oh, you don't want to be in the contest?
I don't know what you're doing. I just answered.
Oh, well, we're giving away a dozen cookies to Chasing Perfection.
Nah, that's all right.
Okay,
that's
no
right.
problem.
I don't need the cookies.
Well, just play along.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. That's okay, too. You can just play along this morning. All righty. Wheaties. Got it. Okay. Next question. Kellogg's version of this classic cereal put two scoops of the main ingredient in each bowl. Kellogg's version of this classic cereal put two scoops of the main ingredient in each bowl. What is that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Raisin Bran.
Raisin Bran, you have got it. All right, Lee, let me get you down here again. Now, if you get the cookies, what theme are you going to order?
Whatever theme is current at the time.
Well, it might be St. Patrick's Day coming up Saturday. Or maybe alarm clocks as we go to daylight savings time.
I'm not too crazy about the theme. I just want to eat them.
Well, there you go. You know what? They all go down the same way. You got it, Lee. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Lee Dominey. And again, here it was Raisin Bran. All right, next question here. This classic cereal has Now, this is the easiest question we'll have all morning, so get your phone ready. This classic cereal has championed by Snap, Crackle, and Pop since the 1920s. All right. This classic cereal It says has championed, was championed, is championed, I guess, by Snap, Crackle, and Pop since the 1920s. Now, if anybody gets this wrong, I think you have to be probably kicked out of the country. Let's see here. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Rice Krispies.
I tell you, if somebody got that wrong, they would just have to leave the country. There's no doubt about it. Well, thank you, Bob. I got you down again. Got you down. All right. Bob down again. Bob is in this, too. All right. Rice Krispies. Okay. Here's a quick one. Mikey likes it. That's the question. Mikey likes it. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Mikey likes it. That is the question. All right, somebody knows what Mikey likes. It looks that way. Go ahead, caller.
Life.
You got it, Bob. You're in again. Life cereal. You got it, Bob. All right, I tell you, Bob wants these cookies, too. Remember, the cookies are from Chasing Perfection. And again, we'll call you tomorrow morning with a final trivia question. And if you get it right, you will be the winner. And I dropped Bob's... hold on a second. I dropped Bob's card on the floor. At this rate, we're going to run out of questions. Okay, here we go. Next question. Toucan Sam has been eating these for years. Toucan Sam has been eating these for years. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Toucan Sam has been eating these for years. What has old Toucan Sam been eating? Now remember, every time you enter, you go into a drawing tomorrow morning between 8 and 10 during this same time. We'll pull out a card. We'll call, ask a final trivia question, and if you get it right, you will get the dozen cookies to, or from, I guess I should say, Chasing Perfection. Uh-oh, did this stump people? Uh-oh, this might not be, we might have a stumper here. Toucan Sam has been eating these for years. What could that be? Go ahead, caller.
Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loops. You have got it. Now, is that a favorite of yours?
Grandkids.
A grandkid. You know, those mainstays, they stay out there forever.
Yeah, they do.
We love Toucan. Now, is he still in the commercials? That's what I wonder. I don't see these people as much anymore.
I think they are.
I hope so. You know, they were part of Americana.
Yes, they were.
Thank you, Mary.
Bye-bye. Bye.
All right, Toucan Sam absolutely loves his Fruit Loops. So that's another page gone this morning. Okay, here we go. With this cereal, kids could spell out their names while they had breakfast. What is this? Now, somebody pronounced this wrong. If you pronounce it wrong, I can't give it to you. With this cereal, kids could spell out their names while they had breakfast. What cereal is this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. With this cereal, kids could spell out their names while they eat their breakfast. All right, go ahead, caller.
Alphabet.
Bits. Now, can you guess what somebody mispronounced it last night?
Oh, had to be alphabet.
It wasn't alphabet. That's a good one. They said alphabites.
That's cute, actually.
You know, it fits in, I think, with the breakfast theme. What can you
it
do?
It does.
All right. I have got you in again, Jody.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye. Yes, the old alphabets. Okay, next question here. Now, this might be harder. Diggum the Frog has liked this cereal no matter what it's been called. Now, that might be a little harder, 32 minutes past the hour. Diggum the Frog has liked this cereal no matter what it's been called. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Dig'em the Frog has liked this cereal no matter what it's been called. Now remember, if you get the question right, we'll take down your name, we'll take down your phone number, and we'll throw them in a bucket, and tomorrow morning between 8 and 10, we will draw out one, and we will call you on the air with a question, and if you get that question right, you will win the dozen cookies to Chasing Perfection. If you get it wrong, we'll pull another one out tomorrow and move on to that person and see if they can get the question right. It's going to be an interesting morning tomorrow. It's interesting this morning getting everybody put into the drawing here. See, I knew this might be a little more difficult. Dig'em the Frog has liked this cereal no matter what it's been called. Does anybody know what that is? Dig'em the Frog. I did not even know who Dig'em the Frog was. So, if somebody knows, they'd be up on me. Dig'em the Frog. All right. Well, maybe we know here. Maybe this is somebody who knows. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to take a shot in the dark and say Sugar Crisp.
Not
was that a bear?
I knew this might be a little more. It's not Sugar Crisp, but a good guess.
Okay.
Thank you. Not Sugar Crisp. Not Sugar Crisp. See, this is a little more difficult. Let's see here. Dig'em the Frog has liked this cereal no matter what it's been called. Dig'em the Frog has liked this cereal no matter what it's been called. Does anybody know the answer? 740-383-9944. Now the questions are getting more difficult. Now people who maybe have not had a chance to get in can get in on this contest. Dig'em the Frog has liked this cereal no matter what it's been called. 740-383-9944. All right, I tell you, I'm going to throw another question out there, so we'll have two going at the same time here. Here's another question. This sweet cereal is made up of bright yellow puffs. So there's another question for you. This sweet cereal is made up of bright yellow puffs. What would that be? So we've got Dig'em the Frog has liked this cereal no matter what it's been called. And we've got this sweet cereal is made up of bright yellow puffs. Go ahead, caller.
Corn puffs.
You know what'd you say?
Corn puffs.
It's not corn puffs. Good guess, though. Not corn puffs. You know, it's close, but it's not corn puffs. All right, this sweet cereal is made up of bright yellow puffs. Dig'em the Frog has liked this cereal no matter what it's been called. Go ahead, caller.
Honeycombs.
Not honeycombs. Good guess, though. Not honeycombs. All right, well, we've got some more difficult questions here. Dig'em the Frog has liked this cereal no matter what it's been called. That is one of the questions out there. This sweet cereal is made up of bright yellow puffs. That's another question we have. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Honey Smacks.
Honey Smacks. Now, did you know his name was Dig'em the Frog?
No, but I remember seeing the frog.
You remember seeing the frog. You got it. Thank you. Yes, Dig'em the Frog is for Honey Smacks. All right, so we've got one question here. This sweet cereal is made up of bright yellow puffs. This sweet cereal is made up of bright yellow puffs. Does anybody know what that particular cereal would be? All right, here's another one. This frightening cereal features a baddie monster on the box. This frightening cereal features a baddie monster on the box. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 37 and a half minutes past the hour. Does anybody know the answer to either one of those questions? This sweet cereal is made up of bright yellow puffs. We had one swipe at that. Not the right answer, but close. And the next question here, this frightening cereal features a baddie monster on the box. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now remember, if you get the question right, we take your name, we take your phone number, you get put into a bucket, and tomorrow morning we'll call you with the final trivia question, and if you get it right, you will get a dozen cookies from Chasing Perfections. And I'll tell you, the radio theme cookies I got for my birthday were just absolutely great. Go ahead, caller.
Count Chocula.
Count Chocula. How could we forget Count Chocula? Thank you. All right, Count Chocula is taken out here. He is the frightening feature. Frightening cereal. It's a frightening cereal that features a baddie monster on the box. Of course, that is Count Chocula. All right, we still have a question here looming. This sweet cereal is made up of bright yellow puffs. We don't have that one yet. This sweet cereal is made up of bright yellow puffs. I guess we'll add another one here. Now, this is another one of those questions that, you know, if you don't get it right, you have to leave the country. Here we go. This cereal is famous for being magically delicious. This cereal is famous for being magically delicious. There you go. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller.
I don't remember whether it was sweet or not, but there's Quaker Puff Wheat and Quaker Puff Rice.
Not Puff Wheat or Puff Rice, but a good guess.
Okay.
No puffed wheat, no puffed rice. This sweet cereal is made up of bright yellow puffs. That's the question. And question number two on the table. This cereal is famous for being magically delicious. That's one of those softballs. This cereal is famous for being magically delicious. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz and we can get you entered in this contest. Or if you just want to enter or just want to answer the question, you can do that as well. Nothing wrong with that. That's kind of like the whammies in this game. If somebody answers the question who does not want to be entered, we can do that as well. All right, go ahead, caller.
I think you're talking about Lucky Charms.
You've got it, Lucky Charms. Would you want to be entered in the contest?
Yeah, sure.
All right, what's your name, sir?
David.
David? All right, yeah. David, what's your phone number?
740.
All right.
0237. 02.
What was the middle numbers again?
914.
914. All right, David, we've got you in.
Thank you.
Thank you. And remember, you can enter as many times as you like. David is in. He got the question. This cereal is famous for being magically delicious. That was Lucky Charms. All right, one of the questions that's outstanding from earlier. This sweet cereal is made up of bright yellow puffs. We still don't have that one. Go ahead, caller.
Corn Puffs.
Corn Puffs. No, not Corn Puffs. Good guess, though.
Thanks.
Corn Puffs is not the answer on that particular one. The question again, this sweet cereal is made up of bright yellow puffs. Now, you can enter as many times as you like. 740-383-9944. All right, we'll throw in another one here. Originally, this cereal's pieces were orange and O-shaped. In 1998, green pieces were introduced. Does anybody know that? Originally, this cereal's pieces were orange and O-shaped. Well, uh-oh. We lost our caller there. Call back if that was you. 740-383-9944. Originally, this cereal's pieces were orange and O-shaped. In 1998, green pieces were introduced. Two questions on the table. Go ahead, caller.
Well, Corn Pops was the one that was yellow and puffy.
You've got not Corn Puffs, but Corn Pops.
Corn Pops.
You have got it. Let me get you in here again, David.
Okay.
You can enter as many times as you... Now, what theme would you get if you got those Chasing Perfection cookies?
Oh, I have no idea. I didn't even know what the prize was.
Oh, that's... It's the old Chasing Perfection. Going to go with the St. Patrick's theme?
Yeah.
All right. Well, David, we got you in again. Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
All right. David finally got it. Yeah, the question, this sweet cereal is made up of bright yellow puffs. It's Corn Pops, not Corn Puffs. I guess that's one of those things. All right. Well, we still have another question out here. Let's see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
Cheerios.
Not Cheerios. Good guess, though. Not Cheerios. Originally, this cereal's pieces were made they were orange and O-shaped. Originally, this cereal's pieces were orange and O-shaped. In 1998, green pieces were introduced. That's a question we have on the table right now, 44 minutes past the hour. Here's another one for you. There are a dozen or so varieties of this cereal with split personality pieces. How about that? These questions are getting a little more difficult now. There are a dozen or so variety of this particular cereal with split personality pieces. How about that? So those are the two questions. Originally, the two questions now, we'll go back, 740-383-9944. Originally, this cereal's pieces were orange and O-shaped. In 1998, green pieces were introduced. That's one question. The other question, there are a dozen or so varieties of this cereal with split personality pieces. What would that be? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Remember, if you get the question right, we take your name down, we take your phone number down, and tomorrow morning between 8 and 10, I will call you live on the air with a final trivia question, and if you get it right, you will get a dozen cookies to Chasing Perfection. And I guess you can pick whatever theme you like. Go ahead, caller.
Apple Jacks.
Apple Jacks. You have got it. What's your name?
Ryan.
Ryan. Okay, Ryan. What's your phone number?
740.
Got it.
262.
262.
4944.
4944. You are in. Now you can enter as many times as you like, Ryan. Thanks.
Okay, thanks.
All right, Ryan is in with one entry. He got Apple Jacks. Originally, the cereal's pieces were orange and O-shaped. In 1998, they put green pieces in. That was Apple Jacks. All right, we still got another question here. There are a dozen or so varieties of this cereal with split personality pieces. What would that be? There are a dozen or so varieties of this cereal with split personality pieces. Now that's a little more difficult. Go ahead, caller.
Would the split one be like the shredded wheat, the little mini wheats?
It is. Frosted mini wheats. You have got it.
Yay!
Now, you know, that was more of a thinker of a question, don't you think?
Yeah, because it is.
Yeah, well, you know, what's your favorite cereal?
My favorite cereal? I like Life.
You know, I was thinking, the two I don't remember ever trying are Life or Wheaties. I don't remember them.
I don't like Wheaties.
Now what?
I like Life.
Is Wheaties kind of a shredded wheat type of thing?
No, Wheaties is a, isn't it more like a cornflake type thing?
It might. You know, I can never remember eating.
Or something like that.
Yeah, I can't remember. Is it made of wheat? I would hope so.
Life I like because it's just, it has a little bit of a sweet taste to it.
I'm going to have to try the Life because, you know, you see those, the Life and Wheaties have been around forever, but I don't think I've ever tried either one of those.
Yep. You'll like Life.
I'll have to do it. Well, okay. I like Life anyway, so we'll hope that it really picks up.
Life is good.
Life is good. Thank you. All right. We've got Mary Ann again here. That is good. All right. Yes, Frosted Mini Wheats. There are a dozen or so varieties of this cereal with split personality pieces. That is the Frosted Mini Wheats. All right. That is out of the way. Okay, here we go. What's next? The many variations of this cereal include Honey Oat, Multigrain, and Yogurt Burst. The many variations of this cereal include Honey Oat, Multigrain, and Yogurt Burst. There's one for you. Here's another one. Sugar Bear has been selling this cereal since the 1950s. All right, there's two more questions for you. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We've got quite a few entries here this morning. The many variations of this cereal include Honey Oat, Multigrain, and Yogurt Burst. Go ahead, caller.
Sugar Pops.
Sugar Pops. No Sugar Pops. Good guess, though. No Sugar Pops. Sugar Bear has been selling this cereal since the 1960s. 50s, excuse me, longer than that. Sugar Bear would be angry with me. Sugar Bear has been selling this cereal since the 1950s. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Those are the two questions. All right, remember you can enter as many times as you like. The many variations of this cereal include Honey Oat, Multigrain, and Yogurt Burst, and Sugar Bear has been selling this cereal since the 1950s. Those are the two questions. 740-383-9944. Now we've got Ryan entered, we've got David entered, we've got Bob, we've got Jody, we've got Mary, we've got Lee, and we have got several entries. In some cases. And again, tomorrow, we will pull one of these out, call you on the air with a final trivia question, and if you get it right, you win the dozen cookies to Chasing Perfection. Go ahead, caller.
Honey Smacks.
Honey Smacks. You're close. Not Honey Smacks.
Oh,
I know. Okay. Darn it. Thank you. Not Honey Smacks. No, but that's close. Sugar Bear has been selling this cereal since the 1950s. Go ahead, caller.
Sugar Snacks.
Not Sugar Snacks. Good guess, though. Not Sugar Snacks. Sugar Bear has been selling this cereal since the 1950s. That is the question du jour. Go ahead, caller.
Has been selling this cereal since the 1950s.
Caller? Go ahead.
Honey Crisp.
Honey Crisp, you have got it right. Now, do you eat a lot of Honey Crisp?
Oh, not for years. The kids used to eat it, yeah.
It's in there, though. Well, hey, thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right, Honey Crisp is in there. That's right. Sugar Bear has been selling this cereal since the 1950s. That is Honey Crisp. All right, well, we still got this question scraggling out there. The many variations of this cereal include Honey Oat, Multigrain, and Yogurt Burst. What is that cereal? 740-383-9944. We'll throw in another one here. This cereal comes in many different varieties, including rice, corn, vanilla, and chocolate. What cereal would that be? This cereal comes in many different varieties, including rice, corn, vanilla, and chocolate. Does anybody know what that is? All right, well, we might have two hard ones out here.
at this particular point. The first question here this morning, the many variations of this cereal include honey oat, multigrain, and yogurt burst. Those are the two questions on the table. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Hi. Cheerios?
Cheerios?
Yogurt?
Now, what is your favorite type of Cheerios?
I don't know. I don't eat cereal at all.
Now, have you ever heard of yogurt burst? I've never been down the aisle and saw yogurt burst.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. But I have to ask a question about the Sugar Bear.
Oh, go ahead. Sugar Bear.
Is that called Honey Crisp? Because I feel like it's called Golden Crisp.
Now, it says Honey Crisp on my paper. Are you disputing?
Yes.
You think it's called Golden Crisp?
Yes, I remember the commercials like, can't get enough Super Golden Crisp.
You know, everybody sings on this show. It's just one of those things. You know, I don't know.
I think it's Golden Crisp. He's Sugar Bear. It's the gold box. Has the gold box.
Golden Crisp. Now, you want to be in it to win these cookies, don't you?
I don't care. I'm just calling it.
No, you want the cookies because what?
Okay, sure.
You know, because look what you could do. You could make root beer bottles out of these cookies.
Oh, okay.
This woman can do anything. I'm telling you, she's fantastic.
Oh, I know. We've ordered from her before.
Oh, what kind have you ordered?
I don't even remember. Just like I think Christmas cookies, like Christmas stuff, but we've gotten like other things. She makes other things like chocolate dipped pretzels and marshmallows and all kind of Rice Krispies, all kinds of good stuff.
Now, do you have any big things this weekend, like green root beer?
Is St. Patty's Day this weekend?
I believe it is.
It's not this weekend. Next week.
No, I think it's the 17th, isn't it?
Right, and the 17th is next week.
Is it?
Yeah, the 14th is Sunday.
Well, today's the 9th. Are you sure?
Today is not the 9th. It's the 8th.
Is today the 8th?
Yep.
I said that when I said. So now, wait a second. So, are you sure St. Patrick's Day is not this weekend?
It's the 17th. It was my dad's birthday.
Well, but don't we celebrate it on the weekend?
I don't know. I don't celebrate it. I don't do anything for it. I'm always working.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. I'm boring and lame now, and I just go to work and come home, and that's that.
So did you?
I'm telling you, it's Golden Crisp. Though I need you to look that up after.
I will look that. But now, what's your favorite kind of Cheerios?
Probably just regular. If I had to have a favorite cereal as a kid, it was definitely Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms, marshmallows going. Now you know I don't have your phone number, so you got to give it to me.
You know where I work.
Well, give me that. Give me some. Are you going to be there between 8 and 10 tomorrow?
No.
Well, then you gotta give me that phone number.
I don't just give my.
Oh dear God!
Do you already have my phone number?
I don't know. I tell you, message me your phone number if it's a private matter. Okay.
It totally is.
Okay, message me. What, do you get a lot of prank calls or something?
No.
Okay. Well, send me the phone
right.
number. I'll put you in.
All right. I got you ready for work.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, I don't know about this Golden Crisp thing, but Cheerios was right. So we will put Michelle in here on this particular one. All right. Next question. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I've got the information here for you.
Oh, go ahead.
Post makes Golden Crisp with the bear, and Kellogg's is Honey Smack with a frog, and they're both the cereals look identical.
So there actually is nothing that is called Honey Crisp.
No, I think they combine the two cereals, but Kellogg's is Honey Smacks, and Golden Crisp is the Sugar Bear.
So Golden Crisp would have been the Sugar Bear.
Yeah, he's from Post brand, and Kellogg's is Honey Smacks.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, I'm glad we got that straightened out. I don't remember who got that right, but we're going to give him credit anyway because that's what the paper said. But at least we now know what we're buying in the store.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. There we go. Well, there's your cereal answer this morning. Okay, what's still on the tape? So apparently it wasn't Honeycrisp. Now, how this got down wrong, I don't know. Being fed bad information. Okay.
Yeah, we do have another question here. This cereal comes in many different varieties, including rice, corn, vanilla, and chocolate. All right, what is that one? This cereal comes in many different varieties, including rice, corn, vanilla, and chocolate. And I guess we'll add another one here. The name of this cereal must have been a challenge for advertisers to sell as healthy for kids. What would that have been? Go ahead, caller.
Chex Mix?
Chex!
The Chex?
The Chex!
Also comes in wheat.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Now, see...
have you ever made the Chex Mix with the garlic and the onion powders? And
you know,
that's
no.
really good.
See, I've always thought that that would not be good, but...
Oh, it is good.
Really?
Yeah.
See, now, I would not think Chex and garlic were two things that should go together.
Nope. It's good.
But it does.
And you put some peanuts in there, too. It's really good.
I'll have to try it out. Thank you.
Oh, uh-huh. Bye.
All right. That is Chex. We got 2 minutes left in this hour. Maybe we'll get the last question here in this hour. We're going to do this next hour, too, by the way. This cereal comes in many different varieties, including rice, corn, vanilla, and chocolate. That would have been Chex. That is right. Okay, well, maybe somebody's got the answer. I'm looking at these boxes now for Smacks and Smooks. Go ahead, caller.
Rice.
Yeah, the one that they say that is supposed to be healthy for kids, that would be Chex.
Now, here's the question. The question is, the name of this cereal must have been a challenge for advertisers to sell as healthy for kids.
Oh, I didn't quite understand the question.
Yeah, well, keep thinking. Keep thinking. You'll get it. All right. Yeah, that's the question. And we're going to do this next hour, so don't despair. We're going to keep on with this next hour. The name of this cereal must have been a challenge for advertisers to sell as healthy for kids. What cereal would that be? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, we've already got quite a few people in our contest here, and we're going to continue to add people through the next hour. Now, remember, you give me your name, you give me your phone number through today.
You're listening to WWDH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For people like the first female Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright.
If Donald Trump does get in, what kind of damage could he do? He's got to deal with Congress, the Senate, the Supreme Court. From somebody who's been there and dealing with foreign countries, if he's in there, what could there be a bad future?
I'm concerned about that. I have said that if he gets elected, it is a danger to the United States. The truth is, in many ways, just the kinds of things that he's saying during the campaign is a danger to the United States. The United States' national interest and our safety of our citizens does have to be involved with